This is Compass Your Life by JDC. I'm your host, Cassandra Lee. Today's topic, we're talking about excuse yourself from making excuses. Here's JDC himself.
Good morning. How are you, Cassandra? How's everything?
Everything is well. Thank you for asking. How are you doing today, dude?
I'm outstanding. I'm like putting no excuses today.
Really? No. Are you excusing yourself of no excuses?
Yeah. I'm excusing myself from... You know what I realized? That excuses don't get you anywhere. They keep you stuck where you're at.
Mm.
I mean, your engine is running and all of that. There's no movement. There's nothing happening.
Man, this topic just seems like it's going to be so awesome today. I'm like really excited. I hope you guys are excited to hear about excusing yourself from making excuses.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Why people create excuses?
Why do people create excuses?
Because it reminds them of their past. And they should be forgetting their past. I mean, you should be looking forward to getting better and developing and going after the desires of your heart. And you know what? You can't do it with excuses. It's impossible. But when you excuse yourself from excuses, you begin to uncover your destiny.
How awesome is that? So you're saying the only excuse that you can have in life is excusing yourself from making excuses.
Yes. Give yourself the permission to stop putting excuses.
Yeah, that's powerful.
You know, I don't have what it takes. I don't know the language. I don't have the resources. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. You know that there's a solution to all of that? There is. And you know what? Even if you don't know, how to. You don't need to. I think what you really need to know is why. And so the powerful why begins to move you and propel you forward. And everybody has a why. You just need to uncover that why. So ask yourself the question, why do I want to do this? Why do I want a better life? Why do I want to be healthier? Why do I want to be in shape? Why do I need to earn a better income? Why do I need to move out of this neighborhood? Why do I need to get rid of these friends? Why do I need to get rid of this environment? Why do I need to make sure that my kids stop putting excuses?
Now, what do you do with people who they have excuses, but they confuse them with, they think that they're making reasons. You know, there's always that debate. No, that's not an excuse. That's my reason.
Yeah, well, see, your reality is based on your belief. You see, your reality is not your circumstances. Mm. That's something you have, period, end of story. You can't do nothing about that. However, you can change your attitude and you can stop putting excuses about it and move forward. Quality of life. So let's say, for example, I don't have a car. That's my reality. But that can't be my excuse from not being able to get somewhere.
Yeah, and most people use that as a reason.
Yes. I don't have the money. But that can't be my excuse to finding a way to get what I need to get. Excuses. Man, they're like a disease. They begin to grow inside of you. And suddenly you believe your own excuses.
It's like a cancer.
So you lie to yourself. We become liars. Habitual liars. And you know, other people that take your excuse, they begin to believe your lie too.
Wow.
And then they start living life with those excuses themselves. That's a shame.
Yeah, man. You know,
I've seen
you're
that
right.
A lot.
Excuses become liars. It's so true. Because then once you make an excuse, you have to find an excuse for that excuse.
You're just a liar. And I'm sorry to say, but excuses make you liar. But no, I'm not a liar. That's my reality. Yeah, that's your reality of your lie. Because you can believe that, but you can also believe that God has a way for you. He's our way maker. So if he's my way maker, then I'm going through that. I'm going to take that way. I'm going to go through that road.
That's true.
He's also the lamp unto my feet. So I'm going to be able to see everything. Also, he can direct my path.
Right.
So I'm going to be under his guidance.
Yeah.
There is no excuse.
And all things are possible through him.
Everything.
So
Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I'm going to find the strength in him to move forward. If I do it out of my own strength, I'm going to get tired. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put the excuse that I'm tired. You see that?
Right.
So my reality becomes my excuse. But the excuse is the lie, because that reality doesn't have to be the only choice. The beautiful thing about life is that God made us with free will. Free will means that you make your choices. Now, according to that, the idea is to make powerful choices, empowering choices, not disempowering. And excuses, what it does, it disempowers you. It makes you feel so small. It makes you feel incompetent. It makes you feel you're not good enough. It makes you feel that you can't have a future. It takes away every hope. It takes away your faith. It takes away everything. However, when you excuse yourself from making excuses, suddenly you rise up to another level. Mm. Suddenly you are solution oriented. Suddenly you're doing your best. And if you have your why, your powerful reason why to get somewhere in life, to do what you need to do, man, solutions come by default. Do you know that the Word of God focuses on the why and not on how things are done or how you should be? It focuses on the reason why. God said this because, blah, 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 because. Do you understand?
Right, right, right.
It's a why. So if you have your why, suddenly excuses disappear. If I need to go to Florida, I don't have a car. I don't have money for a plane. I don't have a bicycle. I don't have nothing. I just have me. I can choose to get to Florida. Somehow it's going to happen if I have a powerful why.
Mm.
You know what happens? People around you become compelled to help you, to propel you forward because of the powerful why.
Mm-hmm.
We connect that way. Human beings connect from the heart more than they connect from your reasoning. And if you're reasoning yourself to excuses, that's it. You're done.
Now,
it's
I have
over.
A question. Would you say excuses are equivalent to doubt or not? And if not, do you have to kill the root of doubt to prevent the excuses? Or like, how does that work? Are there different levels? You get me?
Well, excuses definitely have a connection to doubt, because excuses, somehow you got them from a previous experience, somewhere in the past. All right. And I said it earlier, you know, that's something you should just forget about, that, because the past, Anthony Robbins says that the past does not equal the future, nor the present.
Right.
Okay. So with that in mind, whatever happened to you then is not an indication of what's going to happen to you in the future. You know, if you believe in God and you have faith and you move forward, then God, who made you fearfully and wonderfully made, God then can come through for you because of your faith. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
So excuses come from your past.
Mm-hmm.
Excuses come from any experience that you had that was not favorable to you winning, or it could have been favorable, however, you didn't know how to handle it.
Mm.
Here's another thing, all right? And I learned this. People around you not always know how to react to your success. So you're going to put an excuse as to why you shouldn't be successful.
Mm.
You're going to put an excuse as to why you shouldn't dress better, as to why you shouldn't drive a nice car, as to why you shouldn't whatever. But it's only because you're in the wrong environment. Take yourself out of, remove yourself. That's another choice you can make. Remove yourself out of that environment, of the people that have nothing good to say about your success.
Man, that's powerful. You're right, because the environment cooks you. So sometimes you're stuck in the situation and stuck with the same thinking habits and stuck with the same excuses because of the people you're surrounding yourself with.
Yes, you know? Listen, you owe it to yourself to stop every excuse regardless and go do what you have to do in life. You owe that to yourself.
Yeah.
If you have a family, you owe that to yourself and your family. If you have children, you owe that to yourself and your children. You see that? And if you don't have any of that, you owe it to yourself and society, humankind. Because you can influence another person just by you stopping your excuses and getting into a positive action. Solutions. Going for, developing your powerful why, everything else will come. Everything lines up after that. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Now let's talk to you guys, all right? So you just heard how you must excuse yourself from making excuses and the powerful reasons of why you should do that. Now, what we want to do today is I want you guys to let us know what your excuses are. We want to see how bold you can actually become, okay? We want to keep you accountable from using these excuses ever again. Now, if you want to go a little bit private with it, I think you should email JDC. If you don't mind going public with it, any network that we have that you're connected to, JDC, his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it may be, I would like you to write a comment of your excuse, okay? Now, what we're going to do is, if you do that, JDC is going to send you the solution to your excuses. And the first person to apply these solutions in their life and get the results that they want, he's going to give you guys a reward. I mean, I think this sounds like an awesome, awesome plan, because how many of you guys, I mean, I really feel that a lot of people listening to this right now are either fighting. I mean, it's what, the 17th day of the year. And a lot of us have came into this year saying, man, I want this year to be powerful. I want this year to move me forward. And you know what? Some of them have started this year extremely hard. Not the way that they pictured. And I feel like a lot of you who are listening to this are a little bit stuck or wanting to do better, but you're finding yourself struggling again, which there shouldn't be a need. Listen to this podcast over and over again. Excuse yourself from making excuses. What do you think about that? Having these people come and tell you what their
absolutely
excuses are?
You know, sometimes you don't know that you're putting in excuses, but you do know that you're not moving forward the way you want it to be or the way that it should be, correct? So I can identify for you your excuse. I can identify for you what you've been using as a crutch to hold you back or to move you slow. I can identify for you what the solution will be. And I guarantee that if you apply, you will get results, powerful results. I am an example of that, okay? I have had many excuses all my life until I decided that it was time, that it must get done, and that I must move forward, and that I was not under any circumstances going to give up. Now, and that's the way to do it.
Can you give an example? I mean, there's probably some people who don't really understand what their excuse might be. They're probably saying, man, I probably do that, but what counts as an excuse? Can you give an example of what your excuses were in the past?
Very simple. I forgot. We don't forget. We just put it away. Mm. We procrastinate. We just don't feel like it. So our feelings dictate our actions.
That is such a powerful one. When you say I forgot, I can guarantee everyone who's listening, they made that face like, man, I say that all the time.
It's a very commonly used excuse.
It is. It is.
I don't know. Yes, you do. And if you didn't know, a very good psychologist taught me this one. All right. What would it be if you knew?
Yeah, I remember you using that on me as a child all the time.
You cannot allow yourself to fall into excuses. So if you don't know, then what would it be if you knew? Mm. And you got to come up. Your brain is so powerful because your brain works in direction. It doesn't work without direction. In direction. So if you direct your mind, you're going to get there. Does that make sense?
Yes. What's another one?
Another excuse is I don't have the money. Mm. Very common excuse.
Yes.
Well, you know, sometimes you don't need the money. But you always need to have faith, and you always need to act on that faith, because faith without works is dead.
Right.
And then you're going to start to stink, because death begins to stink.
Right, right.
And you don't want to stink. You want to smell good.
Right, right.
All right.
I mean, and also, you know, money's an idea. And, you know, our pastor always says, obedience, God blesses you with creativity. You know?
Listen, money is an exchange. And all it has to do is exchange from somebody else's pocket to yours. And when you ask God to help you fulfill your destiny and to provide every resource available that needs to be in you towards the fulfillment of that destiny, money, which is part of that, begins to come to your pocket instead of the pocket of somebody else who's using it for the wrong thing. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
So money's not an excuse either. Neither is, I don't have a car. Mm. That's a least of excuse.
There's a lot of public transportation.
I don't know anybody.
Wow.
That's another excuse. I don't know no one that can help me. Listen, if you don't know nobody, go become and know somebody. Go and make friends with people. Go and say hello to somebody. Be nice. The Bible is full of all these precepts that will allow you to have these things in your life. It's very simple.
Wow.
Very simple. We complicate it. That's another excuse. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's difficult. Why? Because it comes from the belief that things should be easy. Mm. I want you to wake up today and grow up and understand that nothing needs to be easy. Things are simple. Do not complicate them. They're very simple. It takes effort. It takes belief. It takes faith. It takes acting on that faith. And it takes you to excuse yourself from putting excuses. I just want everybody to benefit from this today. I want to thank you for listening. I want you to forward it to everybody around. Everyone that has been putting excuses that you know of, forward it to them. I hope this was a blessing unto you. I love you guys. I want to say, be content, never complacent, always go for more. What a shame if you're done. Until then, God bless you.
Wow, what a powerful podcast. I know some of you are feeling so excited and getting ready to conquer the world. So let's get you guys going, and we want to be here to push you guys and help you forward. So I'm going to give you the JD Servo email. It's jdeservo@gmail.com. That's for those of you who want to email him directly and go over some of your excuses, and he will respond with some solutions to your excuses. If you want to just write a comment on his Instagram, it's jdeservo. If you want to do it on Facebook, the same thing, JDC or jdeservo on Facebook. And on Twitter, follow him there and connect with him and put in a comment. Now, I know that some of you have conversations with coworkers and just people in your life that are probably going to need to hear this. And what we want you to do is the moment you feel like someone is giving an excuse, immediately send them over to this podcast. I know that this is going to help you and help the people around you. All right. Now, the contest for this podcast is the person that applies the solutions that JDC is going to give to you the fastest and get the results that you're looking for, we will give you a gift for accomplishing those goals that you have set for this 2013. All right, we look forward to hearing from you soon, and let's stay connected. Have an awesome day.